الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: فلما أحس عيسى منهم الكفر قال من أنصاري إلى الله؟ قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله، آمنا بالله واشهد بأننا مسلمون، ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين، ومكروا ومكر الله والله خير الماكرين. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson we spoke about the fact that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, one of his missions that he was tasked with was to invite people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give da'wah ila Allah. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam now comes to his people and he tells them, إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ, that indeed Allah is my Lord, He is your Lord, so worship Allah alone. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ, this is a straight path. فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرُ. Now, once Isa alayhi salatu wasalam perceived and sensed disbelief in these people, so now he was sure about the fact that these people are now adamant upon the kufr and they do not want to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He then asked his people, Man ansari ila Allah? Then listen, O my people, who are my helpers unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In other words, from among you, who are those who are going to support me in my mission in inviting people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The very same request was made by Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prior to Hijrah, when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be in Makkah Mukarramah. During the season of Hajj, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask the people, May yu'wini, who is there to look after me, to take care of me, to shelter me, ala an ubaligha, who is there to shelter me until I convey the message of my Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the Quraysh, mana'uni an ubaligha kalam rabbi. The Quraysh, they have stopped me from conveying to the people and to the people the messages of my Allah, of my Lord. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also ask the people that who are his helpers. So Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam here, he asks, Man ansari ila Allah? Who are my helpers? Who is going to support me in my mission in giving da'wah ila Allah? قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله. The disciples of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they said that, listen, we are the helpers of Allah. آمنا بالله. In other words, we are going to support you in your mission. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam with him until Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would continue giving the da'wah until finally Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw the Ansar. And the Quran talks about it, how the Ansar, they sheltered Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and then they gave him his full support. And in Medina Munawwara, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam continued with that effort of da'wah until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him Makkah and Medina and the whole alam after that. نحن أنصار الله. This is what the disciples said, that we are the helpers of Allah. آمنا بالله, we have brought iman in Allah. واشهد, and you, O Isa, testify and bear witness also to the fact that بأننا مسلمون, that we have submitted ourselves, we have surrendered ourselves before Allah. ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين. These disciples, this was what they were saying after that, O our Lord, Amanna, we brought iman in that which you have revealed, and we followed the messenger Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So now write us and record us to be with all those people who have already witnessed. In other words, put our names with their names, with those people who have already witnessed to this fact as well. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now says that the bad people, so we spoke about the Hawariyun, the supporters, and with regards to the bad people, the wicked people from among them, they were those who were wicked, who disbelieved in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and his message. They plotted, they planned, they schemed. In other words, they sought to outwit Isa alayhi salatu wasalam by getting rid of him, by killing him. So they plotted. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also had a plan. وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ. What was their plot? So it is mentioned in the books that these people decided to kill Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Cutting the long story short, they sent a person to scout and to look for Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and in that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he cast the shabah, the resemblance of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, on this wicked person, and that person began to look like Isa. So when people began to see him, they thought him to be Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and without verifying, they killed that person. So this was Allah's plan. So they plotted to get rid of Isa by killing him, but Allah also had a plan, and Allah says, after all, remember, who is the best of planners? Wallahu khayrul makirin. Allah is the best of planners. And what did Allah then do with Isa alayhi salatu wasalam? That is mentioned in the next verse, and we'll discuss it inshallah next week. Wa akhir da'wana.